Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Well, many of those that listened to Jesus that day didn't believe him. They heard what he was saying, but they didn't think they had any need for him. Others recognized that they had a need for him, or for someone to rescue them, but they didn't believe that Jesus could do it. Just a few came that day not believing that Jesus was the Son of God, and left their lives transformed, aware that he was the one that could give them light. That happened for me 34 years ago. I went to university to study chemistry, and I shared a room with a Christian. And he told me about Jesus Christ. And more importantly, invited me to read the New Testament for myself. Because I said, I didn't believe it. And he said, "Have you read it?" And I had to admit, I hadn't. So I began to read the New Testament. And as I did that, I became convinced that Jesus had risen from the dead. It was the only explanation that seemed to meet all the facts that were laid out. And as I came to believe that, I was challenged to think that if he rose from the dead, I needed to listen to the words that he'd spoken, to the light that he brought into the world, to respond to the person of Jesus. That left me with a problem. Because whilst I read that Jesus had died for my sin, I was very far from convinced that I'd done enough for Jesus to have to die for me. So I prayed and I said, "Lord, if this is so, would you show me what it is that I've done that is so terrible that Jesus needed to die for me?" And I prayed that prayer looking out at the stars out of my little university room. As I prayed, it was like I went back through my life and God showed me my life from his perspective. At the end of that short film, I had a different problem. I was utterly convinced that Jesus had to die for me to get into heaven. But now the problem I was left with was this: why would you die for me? I got one answer. Because I love you. I've never got any answer other than that from God. I don't know that there is any answer other than that. Jesus died to save you because he loves you. And every time I say that, every time I go through that story, I can't do it without crying. And maybe that's a good thing. Because I still remember what it was to look out that window and to know I had no hope but Jesus. No one could save me but him. Those words that ring out through the Bible today, and they ring out to you, and if you know Jesus as your Lord, you know what I'm talking about. You've come to that point of understanding that he alone is your hope. But if you don't know that yet, people came to hear Jesus not believing that he could do anything for them. They left believing, transformed, and lived transformed lives. This is what Jesus said. "The one who came from heaven to be born amongst us, the God who took on flesh and walked amongst us, the one who showed compassion in his dealings with people, who spoke the most wonderful stories about God's love and how we could enter the kingdom of God, and then was tortured. And as he was tortured, asked God to forgive those who tortured him. He died and rose again. This Jesus said this." John said this of him: "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. as we look back through that life of Jesus and think what that life represents, that it reveals who God truly is, that the life of God was lived out through Jesus, through the one who became a tiny baby, through the one who hung on a cross and allowed his spirit to depart, that he might die in our place. We see God as he truly is. Through that Jesus, we understand who God is. I've come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. You see, it requires a decision. I had to make a decision, having come to believe that Jesus really had risen from the dead, to change my life, the direction of my life, the purpose of my life, the focus of my life needed to change from me and what I wanted to what Jesus revealed that he wanted. My whole priorities had to change. If I was just to carry on walking around in darkness, walking around as if I didn't know what God had done for me, my life wouldn't have changed. Maybe that's where you are tonight. You understand what I'm saying, but you just want to live as you've always been living, to not change your life, to not allow anyone to see who you really are. But if you do that, then you'll just waste your life. You'll have no purpose or meaning, and that's not what God created you for. Jesus lived a life to show you what life could be, what it is meant to be in relationship with your Heavenly Father, filled with his Spirit, enabling you to walk as he calls you to. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Life will still be full of broken things. It will still be full of those things that hurt, the things that fail, the things that bring real suffering into our lives. But this is what Jesus' life reveals. None of those things can separate us from the most important thing, the love of God. Because through his death and resurrection, he demonstrated that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not even death can separate us from that. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What about you tonight? You've heard me describe that journey from not knowing Jesus to knowing Jesus. It wasn't that I found out something different about him. It was that he revealed that he knew me, that he'd known me before I was even born. In fact, he died for me before I was even born. He died for me when I was still denying that he existed. He still loved me. He knows you. He knows all about you, and he loves you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when you shine the light of your Spirit on us, what we see horrifies us. To know, according to your holiness, what our lives are like, we see how far short we have fallen. We cry out to you for mercy. The great good news is that when we call out to you for mercy, you run to us with open arms, not only forgiving us, but embracing us in your love and lifting us to your side. Lord, I pray that for each one that's gathered here tonight, that they would know that through you there is forgiveness of all that is wrong in us. And I pray that you would send Holy Spirit to enable each one that reaches out to you tonight, to enable them to walk the way that you call us to live in the light of Jesus Christ, to love as he's loved, to live as he lived. Lord, that is way beyond our ability. But by your Spirit, lead us in your way, we pray. We ask these things for your glory. Amen.